heard the call to build your small business? Make it happen with a .net domain name, the place for dreamers for 30 years and counting. Visit keepdreamingup.net for tips and advice, whether you're just getting started or looking to grow. That's keepdreamingup.net.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
All right. Good morning. Good afternoon. And welcome to the Locked On Eagles podcast. I'm Teron Davenport. You are now tuned in to the only daily bite-sized Philadelphia Eagles podcast where you get hard-hitting, quick-hitting content from a guy who is there in the locker room at the facility every day. This is what we do. I'm Teron Davenport, your host. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Yesterday, we talked about some of the things that did not happen, some of the things that contributed towards the Eagles losing. Today, what I want to do is focus on the wide receiver position because I know, folks, that's a hot button topic for you guys. And I know that that's something that a lot of people feel the Eagles are falling short at that position. So we have to get into that. And just looking at some of the guys on the roster, it's disappointing to see the results that are happening because this is a talented group. I understand that there aren't any top 20 guys as far as statistics are concerned on the roster receiving wise. But when you look at a group that has, you know, a guy like Nelson Aguilar, and I know, especially with the comments that he had after the game, I know that Nelson Aguilar is a disappointment. But I'm telling you, the guy has ability, and it's frustrating watching this team and not seeing that ability flourish. He could catch that football and run, but it's just for some reason he's not getting the football in open space. I need to see him featured more on slants. I don't think that he's the downfield receiver that they're making him out to be. We're just going to have to see how this offense continues to develop. But there has to be a point where Nelson Aguilar is going to break out. I really thought that this season overall would be that breakout for him. I still think that there's talent there. I know. And it's just a matter of harnessing that talent and finding a way to allow that to flourish on the football field on game days. Statistically, I know Aguilar is struggling a bit. When you look at the statistics, he personally has 21 receptions, 216 yards, and one touchdown. His long is a 35-yard reception. He's third on the team in receiving yards. Aguilar is someone who is a very precise route runner. He's able to get open at the line of scrimmage as far as going against press coverage. Let's just see how the season works out. And again, this is only his second season, and there's still time for this guy to still develop into a guy who is worthy of being a first-round pick. There's still time to live up to that. And it's, you know, this week the Eagles are facing the Giants, and they have a guy in Odell Beckham Jr. who has really helped make everyone look at the receiver position as more of a quick developing position. Whereas years ago, I mean, I'm only talking, you know, 3-4 years ago, it was accepted that guys have to be in the league 2-3 years, and in that third year, that's when they really flourish. So we'll see what happens with Aguilar. I'm not giving up on him. I think there's still ability there. In addition to that, you know, you have to look at Jordan Matthews and Josh Huff. We'll look at them together because they were taken in the same draft. Obviously, Matthews in the second round, Huff a bit later. Now, when you look at these two guys, they are in their third year. Jordan Matthews has really established himself as a thorough possession receiver. He's a guy that you could put in the slot, you could move him outside. He's leading the Eagles in receptions. He's averaging, 11.6 yards per reception, 36 receptions, 419 yards, 3 touchdowns. He did have 11 receptions last week, only 65 yards, so that is definitely something to kind of shake your head at, but at the same time, he's becoming the go-to guy for them as far as the receivers are concerned. I think the development is still there. I think the arrow is pointing up for Matthews. And like Aguilar, there are some issues with the drops. Obviously, you're not going to catch every football. So, you know, I'm not going to harp too much on the drops, but it's still something that you want to work on. And when I look at Jordan Matthews, there are some fundamental reasons that are coming along as far as why he's having to drop. You look at the drop that he had in the first game against the Cleveland Browns. He just wanted to run before catching the football. But then the recent one that he had a couple nights ago against the Cowboys, that was just poor hand positioning. So these are things that, you know, can be coached up. These are things that just come down to a discipline issue. And I think that that's something that he could work on. And I will say this. Matthews, Aguilar, these are guys that are and Duro Green, Beckham, Josh Huff, all of these guys, they're staying after practice and working on the jugs machine. They're some of the guys that come into the locker room a little bit later because of the work that they're doing afterwards. So trust me, the effort is there. I'm seeing it. I know, you know, it's not showing as much on the field, but these guys are working on it, and it's just a work in progress. As far as Josh Huff is concerned, he has become more of a gadget type of guy. He's someone that you could have a package of plays to work with. He did have the bubble screen where he tried to throw it to Matthews against the Cowboys, and that was an interesting play call. I like what they were doing there just as far as trying to, you know, really cut the neck off while they're down. So that was an interesting play call. It's one that, you know, I'm not going to knock. But at the same time, when you look at Huff, you know, the reason why they were able to call that play was because of something that they go to so much. They go to that bubble screen to Huff a lot, and that's something that's become kind of a staple in their offense. And defenses are going to pick up on those things. And when you have guys like a Sean Lee, guys that like a Morris Claiborne, you know, these are very sound tacklers, and they're able to come up and make the play against that. So I think, you know, they have to go back and regroup and repackage some plays that will feature Josh Huff in a different way if they want to keep from being so predictable. So that leads us next to Dorial Green Beckham. And just before we go to DGB, let's look at Josh Huff's stats. Huff has 13 receptions for 72 yards. He's averaging 5.5 yards per carry or catch. Essentially, it's a carry. I mean, that's why I said that. But, you know, he has one touchdown as well. And when you look at just this overall receiving group, you know, there really isn't that guy that you could put on the outside and say, hey, he's out there. You're going to have to worry about it. So now you have to defend us vertically and horizontally. And I think that's an issue that's really coming up when you look at this Eagles team. You know, that's something that you have to fix. But before we get into Dorial Green Beckham, you do know, I mean, we're talking about receivers. They're going to go against Odell Beckham Jr. on the road. But after that, they come back home, and that's when you'll see the Falcons, and you get to see Julio Jones, one of the top receivers in the game. Here's the deal, folks. I know you want to get tickets to that, so the Eagles will be back at home, and SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the games you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being at the game for the biggest plays of the year, and with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the seats you want for a great value. SeatGeek has the best deals on every ticket in the house, wherever you want to sit, whether it's 50-yard line, the club seats, or the upper level. I have SeatGeek on my phone. I have the app, and it's the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets when I want to go to concerts or even baseball games. I could be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats for this weekend or any game this season. With SeatGeek, you always get the best deal on every ticket because SeatGeek price compares for you by searching multiple ticket sites. Prices can vary depending on where you shop. No worries, SeatGeek will always find you the lowest available price. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee. Best of all, you guys, my loyal listeners, get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. Here's what you do. Download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click add a promo code. Enter promo code LOEAGLES, SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first seat purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code LOEAGLES today. So looking at these receivers, you know, continuing the conversation on them, we're going to go to Dorial Green-Beckham. And when you look at Green-Beckham, you know, you're looking at a guy who has all the size that you want. You know, at 6'5", 237, he's quick, he's agile, he can get you yards after the catch. And they're really starting to work him on that slant, which is something that I think is really his best route. Obviously, you want to be able to go to the back shoulder throws. You want to be able to go to the fades in the end zone. But his best route to me and most dangerous route is the slant. And I think it's only a matter of time before he catches one of those, breaks a tackle, and he gets you a long gain. Something like what he did in the Redskins game, which was called back. But at the same time, you look at what you have in him. I think it's time to feature him a bit more. His snap counts are continuing to rise. They're using a lot more three-receiver sets. He actually started the game last week for the Eagles in the three-receiver set, your 11 personnel. And it's just a matter of time before you get a breakout from him. Now, one thing I will say, I would like to see him play with a little more physicality, a little more, not dog, but just I want to see him play the position a little more aggressively. I think that's the right way to say it. Because looking at that size, he has the size to dominate. And I know size is not a skill. That's something that we always say at football game plan. But in his case, you could use that to your advantage when you're going against smaller defensive backs. That's something that if Carson Wentz sees that on the outside, and they did it against the Vikings, you know, they went to him when Trey Waynes was lined up against him. You had the pass interference call. So I think that is something they're going to continue to see. Dorial Green-Beckham is probably going to be their most dangerous guy in the red zone at one point, you know, when they start featuring him more. So those are some things to look at with this receiver group. Those are the four guys. Now, Bryce Treggs, that's somebody I think I'm going to – I need to talk to him this week. I want to pick his brain, see how he is coming along as far as within this offense and if he thinks he's close to being activated, because you could put that speed out there, and he has the kind of speed that could – you know, with a couple of deep attempts, you know, if he could get behind a DB, and even if it's an overthrow, he still got behind him, and that will show defenses that they could go deep. So Treggs is very intriguing. I think they'll go with him rather than make a trade for a Torrey Smith or Alshon Jeffrey. You know, Paul Richardson is a guy that I think should get some consideration out of Seattle. I wonder, you know, what would it take to get him? He's a guy that, you know, he was, I think it was a third-round draft pick for them. And he's someone that has a lot of speed. He was a deep ball catcher at Colorado, but he just injuries have kept him from being able to have any significant contribution there in Seattle. In addition to that, Tyler Lockett, a guy who I was very high on coming out of Kansas State, has pretty much taken the slot that they were hoping that Richardson would cover. Anyhow, he's someone that they could also look at, but I think at the end of the day, they're going to stay with these four and a half, you know, and I say four and a possible, because we don't know if Treggs is going to get activated or not. But I think those are the receivers that they're going to go with. And just to finish things off, we're going to look at the tight ends. You know, we'll run through them real quick. When you look at Brent Celek, you know, he's a possession guy. They need to find ways to get him involved in the short passing game, you know, so they could put together these drives to work their way down the field. Trey Burton, he disappointing drop, you know, on the third down against the Cowboys. They did a good job of getting him matched up against a smaller defensive back. He was able to square up, you know, show the quarterback his numbers, but the problem was he allowed the ball to hit him in the numbers. You have to extend your hands out and catch the football, especially on those routes where you're working your way back to the quarterback. So that's something Trey Burton, I'm sure it's going to be a learning experience. He is a guy who has that Aaron Hernandez type of athleticism at the tight end position and flexibility. I think it's time to put him in the backfield also and give him the ball, you know, receiving-wise coming out of the backfield in a similar way to the Patriots, how they used Aaron Hernandez. Now, just wrapping things up with Zach Ertz, It's no secret I'm a big advocate of Ertz. I would like to see him continue to get more throws. He was good on four of the four targets that he got against the Cowboys. So let's see what continues to happen. I know that he and Wentz are working on the chemistry. We're just going to see how this thing works out. That's the show, folks. We ran through pretty quickly. That's what we do. I appreciate you tuning in. Listen, this is where you get the insider information. I'm your guy. You guys can reach out to me with any requests at @TDavenport_NFL on Twitter and theeagleswire.usatoday.com. Be sure to follow the podcast Locked On Eagles on iTunes.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get two free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get two free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch two lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.